This summer, a University of Wyoming trail building program launched a work crew specifically for veterans in need of a job. As Wyoming Public Radio's Maggie Mullen reports, the crew is the first of its kind in the country.
At Kurt Gowdy State Park, the Wyoming Veterans Trail Crew is hard at work on a trail called Cliffhanger, a narrow single track with rocky ledges along the edge of a reservoir. Near one of Cliffhanger's sharp curves stands a 20-foot-tall dead tree. Crew member Mickey Fennell says it needs to be cut down before it falls on the trail.
You know, the first thing you do before you cut down a tree is you look at it and you see which way does this tree want to fall.
After the crew determines that, one of the members starts up a chainsaw, and soon the tree crashes down. This summer, there are trail crews working across the state, but this one is different. All 8 members are veterans. Despite having developed special skills in the military, veterans have trouble getting hired. Wyoming Conservation Corps Director Patrick Harrington says veterans' high unemployment numbers encourage them to start the program.
In 2009, 21.6% of veterans returning from Iraq and Afghanistan were unemployed. Obviously, that's much higher than the national unemployment average. There's got to be something to do to capture these folks and to turn them into, but to create productive citizens.
Harrington says the program is designed to provide tangible skills, or ones that veterans will be able to write on a resume.
Leave No Trace training, wilderness first aid training. We'll also offer them Upper Division University of Wyoming credits, so kind of retain that academic portion going forward, which I know is something important to us and to veterans services here on campus.
The veterans are learning some of those skills now by maintaining trails. Erosion is a big culprit in trail degradation, and project coordinator Evan Townsend says they spend time widening narrow ones and clearing overgrown brush and branches in order to extend the life of the trails. Townsend says these kinds of efforts are valuable to the state, since Wyoming is hoping to ramp up its recreational tourism.
Most of the trails we try to build are IMBA, which is International Mountain Biking Association, trying to make state parks as a whole kind of a mountain biking mecca.
So far this summer, the crew has worked at Glendoe State Park and here at Kurt Gowdy, and Townsend says they've really made an impression on him.
You know, I've just never worked with a crew that can just nonstop work. And these guys are them. They're elite.
For some of the crew, like member Kevin Wilson, it was the education award that ultimately encouraged him to apply for the job.
I'm going to nursing school this fall at CWC, and the AmeriCorps award for this, combined with, you know, like pretty good pay over the course of the summer, you know, it just kind of worked out perfectly with my schedule.
The AmeriCorps Education Award is a stipend that can only be used towards tuition or student debt. So in addition to paying for food and housing, they can get a head start on continuing their education. Wilson says it's a good deal for him and his fellow veterans, and a great deal for Wyoming.
Because, yeah, I don't think that you could, like, really, I don't know, find people with the kind of work ethic that these guys have, willing to put in the type of hours that these guys are willing to put in and do this kind of arduous work.
And their schedule is grueling. It's 12 days on, then 2 days off. And during those 12 days, coordinator Evan Townsend says crew members are living at the work site.
We live next to the trail. We are the work. These guys don't get to go home after their 10 hours of work every day. They go to camp.
This is typical for trail crews, since work sites are often in remote places. Mickey Fennell says members divvy up chores each night, like counting and sharpening tools, getting water, cooking meals, and washing dishes.
Dinner, we all cook dinner on different nights. Me and Zach over here cook dinner on the same nights, and we're the best cooks.
And if it's not your night to cook, crew member Aaron Martin says there are a lot of ways to unwind after the long day's work.
Go walking around, go fishing. A lot of us work out after work.
Martin says that might be the best part of the job, just being outside.
It's such a beautiful state, too. I mean, it's just so untamed, it seems. And there are a lot of fairly untouched places, you know, that you can go see and be one of the few that have seen, like, Sinks Canyon, Wyoming. I mean, like, how many people have been to Sinks Canyon in the country or the world?
And that's where the crew will head next, to continue improving the state's trails. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Maggie Mullen.